We head off to Northern California now for another installment in the occasional Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. Orion invites readers to put their home on the map and submit essays to the magazine's website, and we're giving them a voice. Today's essay is from Allie Rigby. She's an outdoor educator in Petaluma, California, an area known for thick fog that blankets the rolling hills.
The fog here is definitely its own character. It comes creeping over almost like clockwork around 5 p.m., 6 p.m., just like its fingers stretching over the hill, and it just sinks. So much so that on one night there was a blood moon a couple years ago. My coworkers and I, we decided we have to go up to see this. And we had to hike above the fog line. So about halfway up towards Walker Peak, we sat and watched the blood moon rise over the fog. We could see this bowl of just this swirling mass. It looks like a sleeping giant just sitting there for the night. And it's always a little sad because every morning it kind of withdraws and goes away. But almost like clockwork, you're like, just wait till 6 p.m. It'll come back. There is a rock above a cloister of spicy bay trees where I go to think. Oils from the peppered bay leaves sting my nostrils as I make my weekly pilgrimage. The headache tree is a cousin to the avocado. I love watching their branches in the wind and the way they clatter and snap. There's always a rush to get here. I ache for my windswept rock. This rock sits above the bay groves and rolling hills. Weeks, even months pass when I realize I have not visited. I imagine the rock feeling sad, like a discarded envelope, pasted with the green stamps of lichen that curl at the edges. Dried poison oak leaves scuttle across my toes when the wind strengthens here. Withered summer grasses quiver. I forgot a jacket again, but it's only a short walk from the cabins and classrooms where I live and work. The fog lingers above the ridge today. By nightfall, the heavy mass of gray will sink into this dry valley, providing drink for the redwoods. My rock sits on historic Miwok and ranch lands. Each school year, I explore these bay woodlands and grasslands with over 600 students from the Bay Area. Our trails zigzag for miles, but none lead to this rock. I hop over strands of barbed wire to get here. Right now, the young salmon in our creek prepare to overwinter. I sit and think about the poison oak branch that brushed my leg. A skittish covey of quail cluck at my presence. The creek below is a loved and controversial part of this storied landscape. It spills into the tidal headwaters of Tomales Bay, and in 2008, levels of mercury in the creek raised eyebrows and alarm. I often think of this when I sit here. I tell the rock that I'm sorry, that life is full of twists. I will come back here next week with a better answer, or more likely, no answer at all. Just a promise to return.
That's writer Allie Rigby of Petaluma, California. You'll find pictures on the Living on Earth website, loe.org, as well as details about Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay on the place where you live.